Oh, good morning.
Tell us a little bit about your sister.
Oh, wow. Well, I love my sister. Laura was a very gregarious, happy person until her senior year when she had a cruel introduction to LSD. And I would just say that some of the spark and glimmer went out of her eyes. And in the next decade, 2.5 decades, she slowly succumbed to alcohol addiction and died at 46. So I wish to lift up her memory and be as proactive as I can with this particular scholarship program. We actually had 125 high schoolers write an essay about how they avoid drugs and alcohol in their particular high schools, and I'm very proud of all of them.
Did you read any of them, and if so, what did you think?
Did I read any of the essays?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I thought the content was very rich. I was one of the judges. They talked very much about how they would like to have a safe, just a feeling of safety, a drug and alcohol-free place in their environment. There is a bit of peer pressure to be messing with drugs and alcohol, and a lot of them had the same sentiment, which is say no, be strong, reflect your family values. All the literature shows that if you can get to 21 without messing with drugs or alcohol, very unlikely that one's going to become an addict. So again, I was overwhelmed by the number of responses and by the thoughtful content.
Yeah, you know, it seems like that's sort of a consistent theme over the years when you're in high school, that peer pressure, depending on what the drug is or if it's alcohol or not, but there's always that pressure from somebody, and it's good that you're giving them some power to fight it.
I'm very happy also, yes, that they have power at the Oregon Partnership website. They're a drug and alcohol education nonprofit in the state of Oregon. All 125 essays will be posted. I think that's fantastic because these folks can now all look at what their compatriots are saying on the subject, and for those who didn't enter also. So there's a community. I mean, you know, people at Reynolds High School might have different feelings than Wilson, and
Yeah. Here's
a community where we can all take a look.
Think you'll do this again?
You know, I'm going to see if maybe we can get something going where the essay actually becomes part of the curricula in the high schools, my essay questions.
Great.
That's my goal.
All right. Brad Mercereau, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.